So the halacha is, one is allowed to do a mila, as Miriam did with the rock. You could use a knife, a scissor, glass, other things. Basically, you could use many things are kosher for the mila. And that's what the Rambam quotes. However, at the end, the Rambam writes, Kvar nagu Yisrael, to use a sakin, to use a knife. And like, what do you mean, Kvar nagu Yisrael? What's the Rambam alluding to? So, really, even though it might make sense or it's easier to use a scissor for what you have to do, the Rambam saying the minhag is to use a knife, so the Mefarshim explain, because what the Rambam is alluding to against the minhag of the Karaites. The Karaites, I guess, used to use a scissor. That made the most sense to use a scissor. You're going round about. So the minhag is we dafka go against the Karaites and we do not use a scissor, but we use a knife. Just like the Rambam is, because when they talk about the Pasuk in Parashas Yehoshua, it says about Kachocha Charvo Surim. So Charvo Surim, so there's a discussion there in Yehoshua. What happened was that the Jews didn't do, only Shevi Levi did the bris, did a mila. They did a mila before they could eat the Korban Pesach. Only Shevi Levi did the mila because other people were concerned because of some level of danger. Shomer Pesayim Hashem, so they had a right not to do it. Shevi Levi did it. So after the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael, there was time to do a second national circumcision, mila shenis. So that's, or some say it refers to the priya. They didn't do it until they entered Eretz Yisrael. It's halacha Moshe Misina, Yeshua can't make it up, etc. So either way, so it talks about Charvo Surim. So even though, you know, Charvo is this Charvo Surim, so maybe it implies it's scissors or something, but the minhag is not to do it because if the Karaites were doing it, so we dafka go away, do things that they don't do. Like the Rambam writes as well by Kiddushe Kesef, even though, well, we don't do Kiddushe Bia, for other reasons, Kedushay Shtar, even though that's more Mefurish Bakra, but the, and Kedushay Kesef is only Divrei Sofrim, the Rambam says Vidafka used Kedushay Kesef to show the Koach of Torah Shabbal Peh to go against what the Karaites have to say. And as well, the Baal Amor in the third Perek Akira talks about having hot food, warm food on Shabbos, because there's a lot of halakas of Hagzara. Another halakas one has to be familiar with in order to warm food properly on Shabbos. So one say, what's the point? You know, I want to be firm, I'll play it safe, I'll just eat cold food on Shabbos. The Baal Mor says, no, it's not appropriate. You have to check the yichus to make sure he's on a karai. Because that was the karai's going, was to varo esh b'chol mosh vosechem. Not only can you make a fire, you can't eat hot food. It's like resemos, so they used to put tzitzis up on the walls. So therefore, if you don't eat hot food on Shabbos, v'chosh is you're a karite. So that's what the Baal Mor writes by hot food on Shabbos. That's what the Rambam writes by Kedushe Kesef, we dafka go against the karite, and as well by Mila. And in all these cases, we want to stress the koach of Torah Shabbal Peh, and that's why the first Rashi, Bereish is Baro Akim. Well, what Medrash do, you can't bring this pasuk out of the Darshuni, that even the first pasuk in the Chumash, you have to learn with Torah Shabbat Peh, with Drush, in order to say, if you want to understand anything that we're going to read, it has to be based on Torah Shabbat Peh. And that's how the Torah ends, with the breaking of the Luchos, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, and God said, Yasha Koach Shashibarta, the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, Yom Hashishi, that we know Moshe didn't give the Torah on Vav Sivan. He gave it on Zion Sivan. So, Rabbi Yaakov, so why wasn't the world destroyed? It says they made a tonight with the world, if you accept the Torah and Rav Sivan, if not that. So Rabbi Yaakov comments, he says, it was the Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh was given. And that's what we remember here. The Koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, we don't follow the Karaites, and specifically even, we don't use a scissor, even though it might make more sense. We don't do Kedushe Shtar, even that's Mefurish Bakra. The minhag is Kedushe Kesef, and the minhag is having hot food, because we want to show the koach of Torah Shabbat Peh, and for when to be an observant Jew, they have to follow the laws of the Torah Shabbat Peh, specifically against the Karaites who were deniers of this.